3 years ago. Coffey, of course, now an assistant on the Edmonton bench. We're ready. The former Oiler, Warren Fogle, eyes the opening faceoff, won by the Kings and drilled in. Move it to Darnell Nurse and away from Andre Kuzmenko. Top line sizzle for the Kings in the first two games. 17 points. Here's McDavid. Spinning. Checked by Gavin. Nugent Hopkins. What a setup. And Nugent Hopkins buries it. 1-0 Edmonton.
And then it's McDavid again. Little chop on the puck. And the second support by Hyman finds Nugent Hopkins in the slot, and he buries it for his first point in three games, and it's a big one. The first lead, as you mentioned, the Oilers have had this series. They've come out strong in game number three.
For Ryan, but eventually corralled and cleared by Bouchard, who whips a pass to Arvidsson. Spin move left wing. Hits the net. Shoots at his hand. Kipper. Juicy rebound again. It's an obvious goal.
And the stick comes up too. Builds a fence.
Draisaitl wins the faceoff. Bouchard pounds it and scores!
And you're going to see this. Draisaitl in here for this draw. They've been great on the faceoffs early on. He felt he was interfered with right there by Draisaitl. They get tied up right off the draw, and they get entangled. And Draisaitl kind of bulldozes through, doesn't let Kopitar get into that lane. And then Evan Bouchard, who just walks to the middle and absolutely blasts us down Main Street. Great screen in front by Corey Perry.
Stanley Cup playoffs start. Who would have thought it? 15 months ago, a dart up the middle of the draw. Fogle! And that might have kissed the pad. Draisaitl pulled one of Bouchard, snapped it between the wickets of Arvidsson. That was available. Kempe burst the speed around Draisaitl. Hard to the net. A save in by Pickard. Rebound. Kopitar.
Out of respect for each other, but it goes right out the window.
Here's Kopitar against McDavid. Cross ice to Doughty. And then wide open, Kempe, a shot, score! And L.A. gets on the board. Adrian Kempe has been blistering in this series. That's his fourth goal of the series.
It was the first shot that Calvin Pickard faced was a Kempe shot. He put it up over top of the right shoulder blocker. This time he goes up over the glove. And Pickard's pretty far out here. Good entry into the zone by Doughty. The little stop up. He finds Kempe coming a little bit late. He's got time to walk. And just as the stick gets in that lane, I don't think it deflects. It might off of McDavid's, but it goes up over top of the glove. Anderson over 11 minutes in that first period. Darnell Nurse, the highest for the Oilers at over 8 minutes. So some guys playing some heavy minutes.
Oilers, a promising start, but Adrian Kempe, Nugent Hopkins won a battle against Kuzmenko. And now Bouchard gets right around Gavrikov to the net with a wrist drop to crossbar.
Guys had their hands up on the bench. They thought that was it.
Kempe, Byfield, miscommunication with Kempe. The puck's outside the zone.
Much more aggressive penalty kill by Edmonton.
Here's Fiala from Kempe. Walks in, shoots, and scores. And the Kings have tied the game with their sixth power play goal of the series.
Much more aggressive than they've been in the series. Pushing from middle to wall and down low from high to low to just not allow anybody with a lot of time on their stick. But Fiala gets a moment here with this puck. Walks in, and we talked about how deadly that shot is. Watch how he just waits. And again, this one might ride up the stick of Janmark. I mean, as he's taking this puck, Janmark digs in, similar to the first goal by L.A. Kempe, right at the moment of the release.
Roll behind the net. Using Draisaitl as a screen. One-timer, Klingberg. And that stayed out. Rebound available. McDavid, Draisaitl, what a save. Darcy Kemper lunging for the denial.
Getting activated, moving that puck around. Here he is, knocks it down, gets one chop at it, and then this pass across to Draisaitl.
Kopitar streaking for the puck. Draisaitl holds it in. McDavid. Perry. One-timer, Walton. Followed by Darcy Kemper. And the rebound to Kuzmenko. He'll chip off the glass and somehow the Kings. Arvidsson and put Colson up ice. Bouchard and Nurse. Doughty hits the line. for Trevor Moore. Tonneau. Back to Moore. Doughty. Snapshot. Score! And L.A. with another goal late in the power play. 2 for 2 tonight.
And then the second chance by Janmark denied. And on the ensuing play down the ice, the quick wrister with a screen in front. Warren Fogle's right on top of Calvin Pickard. And for Drew Doughty, he just knows he's got a layered screen in front of the goaltender. No chance to see that one.
Wallman denied a pass intended for Kopitar and Evander Kane. Up to Connor Brown with Adam Henrique in on the forecheck. It's Kane, a backhand center, and score! Connor Brown finishes from Evander Kane, and we are tied at 3.
Back and forth, both of these teams just will not be denied and continue to battle. The forecheck here, get in, win a battle. This spin move by Kane just to throw this to the front of the net. Get to the blue paint and stop. That's what Brown does, and he chops at this one, and it finds its way up over top of Kemper.
Able to disengage from Doughty, Louie, and finish, but Trevor Moore looking for the lead, and he jabs it through Calvin Pickard. What a response by the Kings. Just 9 seconds after the equalizer, it's Trevor Moore putting L.A. back in front 4-3.
So let your guard down a little bit, and you know the opposition's going to come back. It's happened in this series already. It happened in the game winner in Los Angeles in game one. And right off the faceoff, Moore just will not be denied here. Gets the inside track on Deneau. And one-handed chops this one through Calvin Pickard. That is just staying in the hunt for this puck. And at the last second, he just gets a little flick on the forehand side.
All three goaltenders sub-900 in terms of save percentage. But Darcy Kemper came up with a couple of clutch stops to keep Edmonton at bay a little bit. Had gotten the last shot on goal. Here's McDavid. Looking down low for Draisaitl. That did not make its way through, but McDavid won a battle from Anderson. Draisaitl out to Wallman. Wallman shot, stayed out. Kemper can't wrap up the rebound. McDavid throws it in front, and Kane scores! Red light goes on, no official indication.
State in this case, but here it is here. Stay in the battle. This shot handled, and just that little poke check by Kane doesn't allow Kemper to play that
puck.
The
call on the ice is no goal. Do a kicking motion.
Now there's
motion.
A kicking motion, but does he get a piece of it with the stick?
Over the last 5 years.
Well, you know what they always say. It's not how many you get, it's when you get them.
Oilers tied at 4. Here's Draisaitl. The blue shot.
For the Edmonton Oilers, 2 for 2 in this game, and it's Evan Bouchard with his second power play goal of the game. Short work of this power play, and it's him that enters the zone, drives through the defenders, opens up a beautiful pass right on the table.
Over to Doughty, and now Kopitar chased by Nugent Hopkins. Saucer back, Doughty struggled to maintain. Hopkins took it away. McDavid has an open net. He'll skate in.
The stick by Nugent Hopkins, the little bobble of the puck. Doughty's got to try and settle it down, and Zach Hyman has been relentless with the physicality. Knocks him over, finds the puck out into the zone, and Connor McDavid, you're not catching him in the neutral zone. It's the stick of Nugent Hopkins that bobbles this puck, the aggression of Hyman, and then Connor McDavid says,
Oilers working the kicks over field up front. What a save!
It off in the open net. He gets there first. You're not going to catch him skating the best he has in a couple of years. Finishes it off with 7 seconds on.
And for only the second time all year, the Kings lose in regulation when leading after 2. And it's the first time all season long Los Angeles has scored as many.